Now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good to do his will, working in you what is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Pilgrim partners, we hear quite a bit, especially in this post-Easter afterglow, about sheep and about the Good Shepherd. The historic gospel reading for the second Sunday after Easter has led many to view that Sunday as Good Shepherd Sunday. The text that I've been talking about the last little while talks about the great shepherd of the sheep, and it's referring to Jesus Christ. During my ministries, especially in two places, in White River, South Dakota, and in Markazan, Wisconsin, there were members who had sheep. And you know, once or twice a year you'd have a sermon about sheep and about the Good Shepherd, and they begin to describe the characteristics of sheep and how they like to wander off and were so independent to their own harm and destruction and even death. And here these guys were sitting back, yeah, that's right. That's just the way they are. Just today in our religion class in college, we read the passage from Isaiah 53. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. Deadly independence is what it is. And now the scripture is using the phrase sheep to refer to us. And indeed, according to our sinful nature, we want to be independent, and for the most part don't realize how deadly that can be. For example, I just heard it this week, someone talking about religious liberty in the United States said this: religious liberty means that everybody gets to decide what sin is for themselves. How convenient. People proclaiming in this deadly independence that human beings are basically pretty good. And all we have to really do about life is try to discover this goodness and cultivate it and get it to act out appropriately. There are people that divine plans for spiritual action, so they think, based on the accumulation of doing what is good, or at least the sincere attempt to do what is good, or try to make sure the good deeds far outweigh the bad deeds. And then certainly God's got to reward you for that, doesn't he? This deadly independence. It'd be like you and I trapped by our sinful nature from time to time, thinking that we can get away with this or that sin, or thinking that the only real sins are the ones we get caught at. Or, there are some sins so little, doesn't require much spiritual attention at all, let alone serious repentance. This text talks about the great shepherd. And the reason it talks about the great shepherd is because of what he did. This great shepherd, the good shepherd of John chapter 10, in Jesus' own words, I am the good shepherd, and the reason he is, he laid down his life for the sheep. He had the mind to take care of the sheep. And he knew exactly what was needed to do that. An atoning sacrifice, blood shed, in order that the sins which are creating this deadly independence are eradicated in God's estimation of us. So God looks down from his heaven and he says, forgiven. He says, not guilty. He says, this Jesus took care of your problem. This Jesus offered his life. He's the one on whom the Lord laid all our iniquity. Now our great shepherd invites us to spirit-led dependence and teaches us to think of that as not some slavish, undesirable thing, but creation us. And he has to do it again, otherwise that deadly independence will get in the way. He creates this willingness to see Christ as the neatest, greatest thing that ever happened for us, to create in us a willingness to use the gift of love which he showers on all of us, to use it to serve one another, to preach the gospel to people who need to hear it, to talk among each other about what it is that's important in life, and how this great shepherd is our shepherd. And we're proud to have him as our shepherd. And we're glad that he laid down his life for the sheep. Our great shepherd came in service to us and for us in a most amazing, great redemption. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall, what? Never perish, nor shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Praise Jesus. Amen. Thank you.